Today, guys, we're going to be meditating. So the first step you're going to do is take deep breaths. So we're going to go in, out, in, out.
Today, teens have more access to mental health resources than any other generation. It is easier to talk about mental health than it was back in the day. Teens and adults openly talk about therapy and seeking mental health treatment. In school nowadays, we are given the opportunity to learn in our own unique ways. More than any generation, we are more encouraged to discover our own individual paths.
We're going to go one more time. In. Out.
For example, there are now talk therapy apps. Some of them are made just for teenagers. There's yoga, there's meditation apps, and there's listening to music.
So now we're going to think about a calm place that you feel safe at, like the beach, sand, the ocean.
Even after all that, we're still called the anxious generation. Maybe that's what it's like to be a teenager. So many ups, so many downs, so many things to care about all at once. Or maybe it's because we have access to our phones at all times. The truth is, we really don't know. From Boys and Girls Club of the Chattahoochee Valley, this is Mixtape to My Future, a teen-led show about navigating our lives in Columbus, Georgia. I'm your host, Edwin Brown.
I'm Jayla Shelley.
And I'm Josiah Porter.
My name is Karina Miles.
I'm Devin Statut.
And I'm Trajay Bell.
In today's episode, we'll take an inner look into ourselves. We'll talk about what tools we need to help better ourselves. But first, what gets us in a bad mental space anyway?
Drama and toxic people, because of how things can escalate extremely quickly.
Yeah.
Thing that can put me in a bad mental space is being around those who are negative, that do not have positive energy.
What are things that can put you in a bad mental space?
Basically being around disrespectful people, people who does not have manners, people who do not just be respectful towards other, also with themselves. I just don't like being around people with bad energy, so.
I think some things that affects teens today, overthinking affects people's mental health a lot, because, you know, people who don't have a disciplined brain or they don't know how to stop their thoughts, they're often more sad than people who can, which is why guided meditation is really important, because meditating allows you to slow your brain down or like shut your brain down so that you don't have these thoughts running so fast. Because I feel like people who don't have a disciplined brain, they have less free will than people who do.
I think what's wrong is the music, TikTok, Instagram, because when this wasn't out, everybody was outside playing with their friends. Now everybody inside texting and being in group chats talking about other people, putting them on stories and stuff, putting personal business out. And I think that's just like messed up, because back then it wasn't phone all day, computer. It was go outside. I stay outside till the streets like turn out with my friends. And I go back in the house and go to sleep, repeat.
I agree with what you were saying as well, because, you know, like whatever you put your intention on, like it'll start to grow into that. And, you know, like whatever you take your attention away from, you know, it'll start to disintegrate in your head and it won't matter to you anymore. So I feel like with people having their attention to social media, that's where it starts to grow to, and then it starts to form their personality as well.
But I also think you mentioned music, and I think music has a significant role. It doesn't have the biggest, but I feel like it plays a significant role in how people see the world. I don't want to generalize it like that, but so many people listen to specific genres of music, and it kind of
messes with their minds.
Yeah, it kind of paves the road of what it is they see, and then they follow that. They hang around certain groups that voice their opinions on different things, and then they follow into that. And then it changes their thinking process, and it changes the way, again, that they see things.
And also, like, they'll mix it with their trauma. They'll, mix how the person is singing the song, and they'll mix it with their trauma of what they grew up with or what they have saw. But it's affecting teens because it's some of the music they listen to.
Some of the influencers they listen to, most definitely.
I feel like a lot of influencers kind of take advantage of that ability to sway people. They maybe start it off with whatever platform they're with a little grain of salt, maybe see how it's going to go. And then as soon as they see that people are taking little nibbles, then they'll throw a whole cake out there. They'll see who comes and nibbles on that. Then they'll throw whatever else. And then it just becomes a continuous trend. And when
that's why we as teens have to be selective to who we listen to and what we take away from it.
And I think a lot of people don't really know what's good to listen to or what's information that is pertinent to what it is you're going through or should deal with, and then what it is that people are just throwing out there for the money, the content, or whatever else.
And what's also infecting teens today, I'm gonna just start it off by saying a mask, because some people will be like, oh, I'm happy, or I'm this person, but really inside you're not that. Like, you want to show your true self, but you can't.
Right, and they push those emotions away, and they come back worse.
Like, they put their guard up.
That mask that Jaleb described, it comes from pressure that teens deal with every day. Peer pressure, sure, but it's not just that. It comes from parents telling us how to act a certain way, from schools telling us to perform at the highest level, and just the pressure we put on ourselves. But why do we put this pressure on ourselves? To win our parents' approval? To maintain a certain image? Or is it to make ourselves proud?
Yeah, I think a lot of people put up a lot of mental blocks, or walls rather, so that way they can kind of ensure that they don't kind of put their guard down and let the right person beyond it. But I think that I feel like I have worn a mask once or twice, or who knows, maybe more than that. Being able to kind of acknowledge that you have sometimes worn a mask kind of allows you to see that there are some things that you could work on, that there's some things that you can acknowledge you don't kind of voice out that may need to be voiced out.
But some people do that because of their background or what their parents have put in their mind, or what they have went through when they were a little child. But that also affects how you grow up in life. Like how you was thinking as a teenager, and you keep thinking that, and you let people keep putting that in your mind. I would just say, like, you're not going to go nowhere because you're still stuck in that place. Like, you have to, like, get out of that place so you can move forward. Because nobody know what to do if you're just going to stay stuck there.
For a lot of us, our image is formed at a young age. They say the first 5 to 7 years of your life are the most important. But I don't really know if I believe that. I do think first impressions matter, but I think people get stuck thinking about the mistakes they made in the past. But that can hold us back. Instead, we can talk about it without shame and embarrassment.
What do you wish your younger self had done differently in life?
I wish my younger self would have picked better friends.
Okay, well, since I'm still younger, 15 years old, I would want to say probably start getting out of my shell and talking to people. I was still shy and nervous to do so when I was younger, but I would have still at least tried instead of just ignoring it, so.
For the most part, for me, I feel like it's been my younger self. I wish I could have told myself that confidence is key. Sometimes I feel like I've walked as long as I've walked, just trying to remain humble. And I feel like there's a difference between, well, there, of course, there's a difference between humble and confident, or confident and arrogant. And I feel like that has kind of been a bridge for me, because mentally I've always been one of those individuals that don't want to, I don't want to say or seem like I'm above everybody else. I know what I'm capable of. And that was one of the things that the Boys and Girls Club kind of helped me gauge myself towards, is just being able to be open, being able to understand that my success is my success. I can take pride in that. I can be proud of me. And I think that when I was younger, I would always stand my head about how other people see me.
I know some people, and also me, if I had a chance to go back and tell my younger self, some people that you can trust and you can't trust, like everybody, people will always tell you, or somebody will tell, like your mom or somebody, will say, everybody not your friend. Don't trust everybody. Like, that's something I'm pretty sure most every child was told. But if you just go back and tell your younger self, because like I would go back and tell my younger self, everybody doesn't need a reaction. Everybody doesn't need the side they're trying to put out on you. Like, when you're in the mix of trying to achieve something or in a goal, and somebody's trying to get you out of your character, stay focused. Look straight on. Don't let nobody go left or right. Like the Wizard of Oz, they kept bringing in distractions. Just look forward, not backwards.
I feel that. For many people, they get off track when it comes to some of the smaller things, and that's just because so many of us kind of get this wide eye.
The need to express their side of the story to people that aren't listening.
Thank you.
Which is a waste of energy.
Yeah. I feel like just so many people talk and walk with their eyes closed that they don't really acknowledge who to actually talk to. And one thing about mental health is sometimes it's okay to hold in information that doesn't need to be spread to everybody, because again, like Jayla said, not everybody is your friend. Not everybody is someone that you need to kind of have inside your inner circle. Finding healthy ways to kind of push out negativity, or to figure out healthy ways to deal with trauma, to figure out ways to find friendships or healthy friendships, because your friendships also play a role in mental health. Because what it is your friends say to you have value. They hold meaning. You cherish what it is your parents say. So when your parents say different things to kind of, they may see it as something to kind of ensure that you take something away from what it is they're saying, but they may not really understand that may not be the way that you're thinking. So the way that you think may be that they're belittling your ability to do something, or they're not fully acknowledging your scope of understanding or
discernment.
Yeah.
Teens, even though we're so close to adulthood, we're still just kids. And that's a tricky place to be. On one hand, we want to make decisions for ourselves. But on the other hand, we're easily influenced, and that can be harmful. At the Boys and Girls Club, we have a place where we can be ourselves. It's a place where we're encouraged to try new things. Everyone needs someone and somewhere to go talk. Not everyone has that.
What do you wish was available for teens to help with their mental health?
Trustworthy parents, trusting adults who people can rely on. Some parents always tell their children's personal, especially their teens' personal business, like friends or probably on social media, and that can make a teen feel like they should not trust their own parents or their trusted adult. So I would have to say having trusted adults around you.
Okay, and it's weird that you say that, because the next question is about parents. What do you wish your parents understood about what it feels like to be a teen?
I would want my parents, especially my mother, to understand that me as a teen, I go through a lot of emotions. Emotions that she may have experienced when she was a teen is completely different from how it is now with me as a teen, since we are now in a new generation and the way kids interact with each other and stuff is completely different from the time that she was a teen as well.
What do you wish your parents understood about what it feels like to be a teen?
That not everything is going to be similar to their teen experience, especially when you try to explain a situation and they be like, oh, yeah, this happened to me too, when actuality it's a whole deeper thing.
Parents came up a lot in these conversations. Some teens and parents are lucky to have conversations about mental health, while others have a disconnection from their parents about that topic.
I really wish that we're able to receive more emotional availability from our parents. Me personally, my parents are amazing when it comes to, you know, like giving advice and things like that. But I do understand like a lot of parents, they don't really take their kids or their teens seriously enough to really take in what they're saying. Cause they're like, oh, you're just a kid. You don't feel that for real. But like although we're like adolescents, we're definitely emotionally developing people, which makes our emotions slightly more important than that of people who have matured already, because we're just now experiencing these things. And it would really be helpful if we had some sort of like foundational guidance from the people inside of our household. So, you know, I really wish that there were more parents who took the way that their kids felt more seriously and then accommodated to it.
Yeah, that's one thing I will say is I kind of feel like not like parents may hear you, but they're not listening. Parents do that. Parents belittle the, it can be small to them, but they belittle the things that we do as teenagers.
Sometimes mom be like, you don't need no mental health day. Like some kids do, because so many kids get bullied and stuff. But even though our parents be like, girl, you just go to school for 8 hours. Mom.
That's health.
This is my health we putting involved. Them 5 days out of a school, Monday through Friday, them teachers, children in the drama can suck up all your energy.
Well, one thing that my mom would say is that irks her. And that irks me, as I feel like just because my age is lower than yours, that makes some of the things that I struggle with or some of the things that I endure as a person on this earth less meaningful.
Right, because it's not about your age. It's about your experiences, yeah, and how you grow from them.
Everybody has a battle of their own. Everybody is battling with their own challenges. Everybody is attempting to kind of fight battles within themselves.
It's important, no matter the age, to have a sense of self, to understand what brings you down, what makes you happy, and how to help yourself.
Hello, my name is Karina. Who am I here with today?
Bailey.
Oh, that's a pretty name. Nice to meet you. Can you please describe things that make you happy?
So I like art.
Yeah.
I like playing.
Oh, so you like having fun?
Yes.
Those are some nice hobbies. Thank you so much for participating today.
You're welcome.
Who am I here with today?
Magnus.
What is your mental happy place?
Anywhere that I could play sports and just be active.
Oh, so you like moving around and being happy that way?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Jayla Schilling. I'm here with today Shania Davis, a staff at North Columbus Boys and Girls Club. What is your mental happy place?
My mental happy place is knowing that I'm safe anywhere and everywhere.
I'm Josiah, and I'm here with
Cortez.
Can you describe your mentally happy place?
Anywhere. Like, I feel like you could be happy anywhere. Like, no matter what I'm doing, I'm gonna be happy.
Going to get your nails did, your hair did, talking with your friends, like talking about stuff that would make you like boost your energy, like give you boosting, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna post this and you know it's gonna get a bunch of likes. So
yeah,
I bet you it's gonna work and I'm gonna just, oh yes, I'm gonna be so pretty, like I'm not gonna be held depressed no more. But that's mainly self-care, really just has something to do with like you taking care of your body and making sure the people around you feels good. Like I know from my big heart, my self-care is making sure everybody around me feels good and making sure that I'm straight.
So many people think this is weird. But for me, I like to like play some of the ASMR videos and stuff where they're just whispering in your ear. I like listening to those while I'm doing homework and stuff like that, because that lets me know that it, well, it doesn't necessarily let me know, but it's kind of just that extra boost of confidence while I'm doing something.
Giving me
It allows me to just relax.
I can't listen to certain ones, but like when you talk about homework, I mean, like if you can hear in the background right now, you can hear rain. I have to listen to like calming music because of like sometimes I overthink or overstress about, okay, wait, is this answer right? Is this answer wrong? Or something like that. But the sound keeps me calm.
And most of the time you allow the rain to kind of just smooth you out. I feel like we all kind of have small things that we pick up on as relaxing factors. So the rain, it could be the pitch. It could be the fact that the water's hitting the ground. It could be the wind noises with the rain, just kind of that whooshing noise.
So now we're going to think about a calm place that you feel safe at. And while we do that, we're going to breathe nice and calmly. Okay. Now we're going to think about soft, nice rain, and breathe in, out.
Thanks for listening. This is Mixtape to My Future, a production of the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Chattahoochee Valley.
From the team here, our producer is Jamil Harden.
Our production partner for this series is Citizen Race Car.
Our producer and editor is Aja Eldas.
Post-production by Alex Brower. Podcast education by M. Lowinger. Publication and promotion by Candice Chantelou. Thanks to the whole team at the Boys and Girls Club of the Chattahoochee Valley for making this podcast possible.